Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and you're tuned in to Tough Talk Christian Radio. It's it's a Thursday morning here in Houston. It's the 26th of February, and yes, time is going by quickly. It never seems to wait on anyone. Before you know it, summer will be here. People are already planning their summer vacations. I know that it's hard to believe the summer will be here, depending on what part of the country you live in, because on the northeast side of the country, it's very cold and snowing, and the weather's terrible in some parts of the north, central parts of the country as well. Very blessed here in the Houston area. People have been complaining that it's cold because it's gotten into the 40s and maybe even high 30s in the middle of the evening, in the middle of the night. But today is supposed to be a high of 53, much like yesterday. So when you look at the temperatures across the country, we're blessed to have the weather that we have here in the Houston area. I've had a great week so far, and I hope everyone out there listening has as well. Tuesday night, I got a chance to experience a facility that a lot of work is done at by a lot of different people. The state of Texas, the organization that I was with, Tools for Life, is a big part there. It's a juvenile detention center. Yeah, a juvenile detention center. Ages from 13 to 17, boys, average age 15. Really opens your eyes up when you go into these facilities and see what's going on. And well, this is about approximately 7 miles from where I live, and I live in a really nice area outside of Houston called Katy. And this is a facility that's, well, it's known as the country club of facilities like it for juveniles in the Houston surrounding areas. And unfortunately, to me, it didn't seem much like a country club at all. And as I looked at the boys there in that facility, I could see my own kids. I could see them because the ages were similar. And if you raise teenagers, you know that, it's not hard to recognize your heart when you see people, children like this in these situations, all made from bad choices. Yeah, they just made a couple of bad choices. Maybe the reasons they made the choices are legit to them, but at the end of the day, it's the bad choice to put them where they are. And us as parents, adults, and our children, we all make bad choices from time to time. And so I just want to make sure that people out there can learn more about Tools for Life by going to tools, the number 4, for life, .org, I believe it is, and check it out. I mean, it's something that, it's just something that you need to know about. Because we live in a world where it's quick, fast, and easy, and we tend to forget what's going on in different parts of the country, in our own neighborhoods, actually, to learn more about that. So I am looking, so it's toolsforlifebooks.org. That's the name of the website I want you to check out. I'm going to put it up on the social media feed because that's the group that I want to highlight today in our show. Okay. It's just on my heart for me to get that out there. So I hope everyone takes the chance to check it out. Okay. All right. So I want to touch on something here. You know, as I mentioned where I was this Tuesday, I realized how blessed I am, my children are, the children of families that I know, and actually how blessed the children that were in this facility were because they get to have a chance to do better. So, you know, we'll go back to my daily day, and I go through my stuff, and this morning when I woke up, I laid in bed thinking about some of the things that I have going on. You know, it always seems like our plate isn't big enough to handle all the stuff we put on the plate. So when we go through this little process, I guess you could blame Satan. He kind of squeezes his way in when he sees an opening, and he starts working his process on us. So I woke up this morning thinking, You know, do I have too much going on? Am I really heading in the right direction? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Jeez, we just never know, do we? And when you have time in the morning to lay in bed and think about some of the things that we're doing, it's not because you woke up early. It's because the Holy Spirit is tapping on your shoulder to tell you something. And what it is, I'm not sure. So what I did was got up and what I do every morning, and I went and got my Bible out, my reading stuff out, spent some quiet time. Of course, I put the coffee pot on first. Let's make sure that everyone knows I did that. I grabbed a bottle of water, went in my office, and started to spend some time quietly before my day started. So remember, I woke up worrying if I was really doing what I was supposed to be doing. Was it going to even work? So when I picked up my devotional, today's message was aiming high. And it was something from Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him that gives me strength. Now, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but what it said was, do you expect your future to be bright? Are you willing to dream king-sized dreams? You know, so God promises that we can do all things through him, yet most of us, even the most devout among us, don't even look into our potential. We just get caught up in half measures and small dreams, and we waste a lot of time and energy on the distractions. But God has other plans for us. So, you know, one of the things, the question today is, do you take time to think about the need to set your goals high? So I start thinking about, well, you know, I try to set my goals high, but then I think maybe I'm taking on too much. And then I read this and I realized that I can do anything through him that gives me strength. So it told me not to give up. Don't let Satan creep in that crack in the door. Allow yourself to be better, stronger, and know that you can do anything you set your mind to, because that's what God put in us. So, you know, I got done reading that devotion, and I pick up another one, and I've been reading Uncommon Life, the Daily Challenge by Tony Dungy. And, you know, Tony Dungy is a Super Bowl coach. He's just an incredible mentor. So for you men out there that are looking to find a way to move forward on a daily basis, some encouragement in the morning, I recommend getting the one-year Uncommon Life Daily Challenges by Tony Dungy. You can find it in any bookstore or on Amazon. So as I pick this book up, you know, it has a date for every day, for every reading. And today's date, February 26th, it just popped out at me. You know, and it's funny. Here's why it popped out at me. I didn't read it. What I read was January 26th. And I read the wrong day, not on purpose, just because that's where I came to. I was praying that I would hear a message, and I read my first piece of devotional, and then the second one that I read is when your expectations derail your dreams. So the quote here is, God made you the unique person you are. Discover your passions, dare to dream, to reach, and to soar. The world needs what you have to offer. So, it's funny. I read the wrong devotional, but I got the answer to the question I woke up to by two different devotionals. So, my point to this is if you wake up in the morning and spend some quiet time and ask God for some answers, some signs, be specific in what you're trying to hear. And know, just know that you can do anything through him who gives you strength. So dream big. Don't just take a small step. Small steps show small rewards. Big steps show big rewards. If you're trying to grow your faith, I think that the help we need is in the prayers we pray. I think that you can not only understand more by dreaming bigger or growing a bigger faith. I mean, just think about it. Little brings little. Big brings big. So spend some time in the morning and learn more about the power of your time in the morning. Learn about more about what it could do for your day. If you start off a certain way, it's going to conquer a lot of struggles that you come across, because every day we hit struggles. That's just what it's about. I'm reading another book by a gentleman who wrote it that I do a Bible study with, and on Wednesday mornings. His name, he's a local man here in Houston. He's a retired pastor. His name is Larry Smith, and he wrote a book called Christ Our Life. Okay, and so if you're looking to read a good book, this is my recommendation to you. Get Christ Our Life, and it's because every Christian knows Christ as his Savior. Many Christians know Christ as their Lord, but God wants us to know Christ as our life. And, you know, I thought, well, it's a friend of mine, it's a book, I'm going to read it, check it out. And it says, are you sure you can live the Christian life, or does God want Christ to live it for you? It's a very interesting book, because a lot of times we struggle with the fact that our fear is we're not doing it right. Our fear is we're disappointing, or we're not being the perfect Christian. We can't be the perfect Christian. We're flesh, as it says in the Bible. And this book explains how we can live our life like this, and God still loves us. So I really hope that you'll take time out to, I mean, the book is, I think, $13. It's just crazy. Go to your bookstores near you, or go on Amazon, and you can find the book. It's called Christ Our Life by Larry Smith. And it allows you to understand why you can live the Christian life, or I'm sorry, why you can't live the Christian life. Because it's hard. I mean, Jesus is the only one that lived that. Be encouraged by how much God loves you, delights in you, and enjoys you. You'll learn to consider the paradigm shifts needed to move from a man-centered to a Christ-centered Christianity. Now, that one was big for me. You'll discover the realities of expecting Christ as your life, and learn what hinders most Christians from experiencing in life and the love of Christ. Okay, so, and you'll explore God's gifts of passion and intimacy, and the life cycles of cultivate that gift. And you'll be able to escape man's performance-oriented views of spiritual growth and maturity. So there's a lot of stuff in here that I think will help you understand more what you might think is your weakness. And it will allow you to understand how the Holy Spirit can play a bigger part in your life. Just like knowing that if you dream big, big things will happen. Because God has made sure to let us know in Scripture that you can do everything through him that gives you strength. Okay? So, that's my little piece today. I hope that you'll get something out of it. I hope that you'll call into the show. Let us know your feedback, 347-989-1363. Allow us to know what you're reading in the morning. Do you even take time out in the morning? Are you that person that just hits the clock, snooze button, race out the door, forgot even if you said hello, goodbye, or anything to the people in your family as you ran out the door? Can you make it a point in your day to challenge yourself that tomorrow you'll set your alarm for a little bit earlier? So if you're snoozing an extra 15 minutes, set the clock an extra 15 minutes early so that you'll have time to get up and reason to understand what you're doing in that free 15 minutes of time that you get up. How about spending 7 minutes reading your Bible? Okay, and then start out. It's going to give you 8 minutes extra in the morning so you can say goodbye and hello to your children, your family, your spouse. And you start out your day. When you get in the car, try putting on a Christian channel. Listen to some Christian music as you fight your way through traffic. Maybe it'll help you have a better attitude. If that all takes place and you get to work in a better spirit, in a better mind, in a better mood, just think about how much better your day could be just in the morning. Now, I'm not guaranteeing it's going to work all day, every day. What I am guaranteeing is you're going to give yourself a better start to tomorrow than you did today. If you're already doing that, let us know. Love to hear from you. 347-989-1363 is our call-in number. It seems as though my producer is handing me a piece of paper saying that our first guest, Larry Stockstill, still hasn't called into the show yet. So, you know, sometimes things just take place. And who knows, maybe it's supposed to open up the lines for people to call in this morning and have conversation with us here on the show about what's going on in their world. As I mentioned, I'm always looking to hear about what's going on when you wake up in the morning, what you experience during your day, what it is you do before you go to sleep at night. What is it that you do and how many times do you do it? And I'm talking about touching that Bible. Do you do that at all? Is it only on Sundays? Is it to move it out of the way because you're looking for something else that's on your desk? I don't know. But that's a start. If it's on your desk, it's close to you. If you're touching it, you're touching it, right? So I hope you'll take time out today to figure out why you're not opening it up for a little period of time to learn more. So I just want to take a commercial break and come back, and we're going to continue on. I want to talk a little bit more about the organization that I had the pleasure of being introduced to called Tools for Life, Tools for Life Books. You can learn more about that by going to tools4lifebooks.org and find out more about it. And maybe you can learn more about if there's something like that in your community. What's happening to those young men who could be our future? Do we know? Maybe you have a child that's in that situation. Sometimes as a parent, you think maybe it's better that they're there than in the environment that they're stuck in. I don't know. I don't know where you're at in your life with your children, where they're at. I do know that I'm here to take calls, to learn how we can help spread the word of what's going on, good, bad, or otherwise. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the show.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. I'm your host every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Hey, now, if you haven't found us on social media, please take a minute and go friend or like us on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio or Tony Gambone. You can find us on Twitter under TTR Network for the radio shows, or you can just go to Tony Gambone. Okay, find me connect with me, follow me. You can find us in any social media platform just by going and typing in Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone in the Google search bar. Okay, so we always have great shows lined up here. And, my first guest, as I mentioned earlier, was having a little bit of trouble getting up on the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait a few minutes and get our second guest up on the show, Sandra Lee Hartzell, and start talking to her about some of the things going on in her world. But I just want to touch back on the opening of the show, okay? I want to talk about toolsforlife.org. Tools, the number four, life. Let me get that correct now. I said it a couple times. Tools for the number four, lifebooks.org. Check this organization out. As I mentioned, I had the pleasure of finding this facility through Kelly Livak, and it's LITVAK. And Kelly founded this organization, that Tools for Life Books, about 4 years ago, and built a relationship with this juvenile detention center that has allowed young men, average age of 15, find a little bit more out about themselves, meet some people that actually care. Okay, we make bad choices in our lives sometimes, and when we do it at a young age, sometimes we're left out there and we feel like there's nobody to swim through that muddy water with us. So Kelly has an incredible organization, as I mentioned, Tools, number four, lifebooks.org. Check her out, and maybe you can be a part of it. Maybe you can do something like that in your area as well. So I wanted to talk about choices. You know, as parents, executives in companies, as employees, as volunteers in the community, as a neighbor, as a spouse, you know, it's all about choices that we make, right? We always make choices that determine what's going to take place. Now, I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day who is going through some rough times, and you know, he had made mention that he was waiting for his roommate to move out so that it would be easier. And, you know, one of the things that brought to attention was it's not always the other person. There's two people involved in the choices that we make when we share a business, a home, a place of residence, a relationship. There's always more than just the other person that calls the situation. Choices we make today could not show up in our life until years from now. And so it's important to understand that the choices that you're making and why you're making them, because what's going to come from that is not yet seen. And when it does come, usually it's at a time where you don't want to see it. So I'm not saying that you have the opportunity to make every good decision. It's impossible. What I am saying is you have the opportunity to stop a second and think a little bit about the choices that you're making to make sure that down the road you don't run into something you weren't planning on. So maybe think about what you're expecting to get out of the choice you're making, where that's going to go. I mean, maybe just taking 10 seconds longer to think about it before you just decide to do it might be all you need. I can tell you for my own experiences, you're never going to make all the right choices, and there's always going to be more choices to make, and there's always going to be lessons to learn from the choices that you made. That's called life. But how you prepare yourself to walk through those choices is a choice of you and only you to make. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, for me, I made the choice of reading my Bible in the morning because it allows me to get some clarity. Not for the whole day, but just for some bits and pieces of the day. And that's a start. That was a lot better than not knowing why and how and having anything to lean onto for that process. So it's really important that you understand the choices you make today will be the effects you receive tomorrow. It's really important to have conversation with your children, with your spouse, with your employees, with your coworkers, with your friends about that, because Doing it alone is impossible. Leaning into Christ is all you have. God will help you through it. But building a group of friends that you can talk with to help you see clearer on the message that you're reading. You know, if four people read the same paragraphs, you're going to get four different descriptions of what the paragraph said. And sometimes that's all we need to make sure that we understand properly what it is that we're trying to understand or what the message might be. So it's just really, it's really the way it is. So don't try to do it alone. And I always know that leaning into Christ will really help me out a lot. But as I read my Bible, and as I read a devotional, it doesn't always just pop out at me. I mean, I don't always get it. Most of the time, it takes me a day, a week, a year to even understand what it meant. And we all know that going down the path is easy. Understanding why is hard. Until we get so far down, we can turn around and see, and we go, oh, yeah, now I get it. So it's important to have people that can hold you accountable to understanding more about what's going on, not give up, okay? Have conversation with, work it out. Maybe it's like a mastermind. I don't know how you describe it, but for me, when I do a Bible study or in a small group with men or mixed couples, it's really important for me to listen to what they're saying because it might be the little thing that I'm not getting in what I'm reading. And we all know that we all explain things differently. We all know that God will put it on us if we just listen. But you have to create the action in order to get the results. You have to read your Bible. You have to spend some quiet time. You have to involve other like-minded people with you so that you can get stronger, better, faster. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back on my first with my guest today. Her name is Sandra Lee Hartzell, and she loves to write. Her first book has been called A Crime of Passion, and others have called it Illustrations of Inspiration. And she has a love of the word illustration. So I am a visual person. I love to see the picture. I love to explain everything with a picture. And, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I think it's worth more. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my guest, Sandra Lee Hartzell. Make sure to go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com to see the list of shows that are here weekly on the Tough Talk Network. And we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I am the host of the show here every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed the opening of the show, we were talking about spending some time in the morning with your Bible, spending some quiet time, getting closer to understanding more about your purpose here, what it is you're supposed to be doing. We talked about a recommended book that I have been reading called Christ Our Life by Larry Smith. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at, just Google it, okay? Christ Our Life. It's about every Christian knows Christ as his Savior. Many Christians know Christ as their Lord, but God wants us to know Christ as our life. It's a very interesting book, okay? And I have been learning a lot about it, different things that I struggle with. So if you're trying to get better at what you're doing, if you're trying to get closer to God, reading the Bible is good, but reading books as well to understand more about what it is you're reading in the Bible or people's experiences, I think it's a big help. As I mentioned to you, if you're a man out there trying to get something started with a daily devotional, I recommend Uncommon Life, Daily Challenges by Tony Dungy. Incredible book. Short reads. It's a one-pager every day. And hey, you know, it has a date right on there so you can understand what it is that day that you're supposed to be reading. And I don't know how it works, but I just know that God puts the right thing in front of me. As I mentioned today, I read the wrong verse. I read the verse of the 26th of January instead of the 26th of February. And it matched up to my other devotional, and it matched up to the questions I came out of bed with asking God to answer for me when I started to read this morning. I don't question the hows and the whys. I just am thankful for the blessings that I receive from what it is that I do read and the time that I do spend in the morning with Christ. And it doesn't mean that you can't spend it in the afternoon and in the evening as well. I just found for me, if I spend it in the morning, I end up doing it more so during the day than I would if I don't do it at all in the morning. It's just how I'm wired. My first guest, Sandra Lee Hartzell. Okay, she loves to write. She's written a lot of books, Crime of Passion. There's the one called A Call to the Christians. She's written so many books. There's A Call to Christians 2, Emotional Hearts. I mean, it just goes on and on, okay? So what I want to do is take the time out here to bring Sandra Lee up on the show and find out more about her as a person and then her book. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, so what I like to do is I like to make sure of where people are calling in from and where they're from originally. So can you tell the listeners?
I'm calling from Thomasville, North Carolina, and I'm from here.
Okay, very good. And so as I read your bio, you definitely love to write. And
right.
There's a website, heartcellbooks.com, where there's all kinds of information and how they can purchase the book. But tell me, when you were younger, was this something that you always did to show up later on in your life?
Well, when I was about 5, I used to write like little lyrics on paper. And my mom and sister said, "Oh, that's silly. Don't do that anymore." So I kind of stopped. And I think I started writing. I had a car accident in 1996, and I started writing right before that. And I had a lot of poems that I had put up in a drawer. I didn't know what to do with them. So I had started looking around for places to display them. And there's not a lot of places in North Carolina to display them unless you go to, like, Charlotte or Raleigh. And Thomasville's a little bitty town, and you about have to be known to get them displayed. You know, people just don't want anybody to be in their galleries. So it made it harder, but I had a selection of poems, and I sent them in to Publish America, and they published them. That's the first book, A Call to Christians. It was actually published in 2005. And then from there, I started writing I had enough poems that I wrote a call to the Christians and a call to the Christians to, call to the Christians and latchkey kids. The call to the Christians who kind of came after that because it has Katrina in it and 911, not, I mean 9/11. So it has some poems that happened, you know, like in 2000. So they're more up to date, a call to Christian. Yeah. But I like what you said about getting up, reading your Bible in the morning. I do that, start my day with the Bible. It's God's armor being put on first thing in the morning. And it helps me through the day.
Yeah. You know, I find I've been reading this one book called Christ Our Life by a friend of mine, Larry Smith, that I do a Bible study with once a week. And, when you meet people and you kind of know who they are a little bit, spend some time with them, then you start reading something that they wrote. And I'm sure people say this about you a lot because you've written so much. There's so many more ways to understand the Bible and different things in life by reading outside of the Bible and then referencing back to the Bible.
Right.
It just seems to keep on sharing. So do you find when you write these different things, and your stuff is a call to the Christians is a 74-page book of poem verses. And
right.
So do you find that people say to you it really helped them get clearer on the different things they were trying to understand about being a Christian?
They read them and they relate them to their everyday circumstances. That's what I've heard from them, Gatoring locally. And several of my poems I've had, well, A Call to the Christians is up there all the time. Anybody that's visiting there can go up and get the book and read it. So a lot of them have read it and love it. It's not a real long read, so it doesn't take them very long to read it. Couple of days, 2 or 3 days, but it's poems that just relate to everyday, what people are going through, and they can relate that back to the Bible. Are We Willing is one of them. I can read it to you real quick because I've got the book here. Actually, one of the first poems that I did, and it's find it. That's not the one I'm thinking. Are We Willing? In a world of sin and sorrow, the Master calls us in. Will we listen and heed to his call? The fields are full and the harvest is ready. To the human eye, God's field looks like a speck in the dust. To God, that speck is a major field, waiting to be tilled. After the tilling is over, the sowing must be done. Will we be willing to work for him? As the days are long, help us to look at the things we will gain if we focus on you. Reading your word daily, your blessings will overflow. Help me to be worthy of your love. Your direction we will know as we pray on our knees. May the speck never die out until you come again. I accept your call, Lord, for you're in the midst. So that's one of them. Like I said, that's actually one of the first ones I did. There's others in here like Career Mom, Broken. And when I call these names out, sometimes people, I did a radio program on this book, and this one girl asked me about one of them, and she said, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Well, it didn't mean what she thought it was going to mean." And she said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah, that's what." I was trying to think of which one it was. Hang on. Well, here's the one giving me strength. I stood reluctantly as he gasped, "Help me." He was sitting in the corner crying. The years of struggling through school had tipped their toll. My heart felt like it was breaking because I did not know how to help him. In my mind, I could see him drowning from no hope. I felt like he was drowning further, down, 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 deeper and deeper, waves got even bigger. His big blue eyes calling, arms thrashing. please don't wait or it may be too late. My son wanted to know what I did all day at home. He wanted me to care, pull me up, hold me close, tell me that you love me. Please, God, help me to keep him from drowning. Show me what to do. There are no easy ways. So this is the one where my son's in eighth grade, and he's just going to his room, shutting the door, being by himself, distant. I didn't know really what was going on, and he wouldn't open up and talk to us about it. And he just got more closed off. And that's, I took him out of school and started homeschooling him. I had been in a car accident when he was 10, and he just had been through a lot with that and didn't know how to deal with it and felt like I was took away from him. And when I made that decision to take him out in homeschooling, he did a 180-degree turn for the better. Mm-hmm. I didn't know at the time that he couldn't read. And he said, how did you know I couldn't read? And that's why I didn't know it. But, you know, sometimes God's plans aren't our plans. I never would have thought that I would have homeschooled him. But yeah. I did, and it worked out good. He's smart. He's real smart. And he's got a real good job now. He's been in the Marines. He's working on a Marine base. And he's, you know, doing good now. He said he knew now that he wouldn't be where he was at if I had not took him out, because he just got like in a depressed state. But here's one to make you think. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Generations. How many of our ancestors, whether male or female, had the frustration you have experienced? Who was it? Was it mom's side or dad's side? Was there a mixture from both sides? The root will grow if not cut down. The root will continue to the next generation if not stopped. It's not enough to read God's word on Sunday. It must be read and lived daily. The covenant given to Noah still applies today. Live it. Get God's word down in your heart. Exodus speaks of generation to generation. It's past time to change the generations. We must love like never before.
Mm. So I'm looking on your website, and this, I love when you can read something and it's not a long period of time, so you can process it, and so you don't have excuses not to do it. I'm looking on your website. You've done books for children and books for adults as well. And so as I'm reading different things, I'm finding out that people can go to bookdaily.com and see all your stuff, okay? They can go to your website, HeartSellBooks.com. But you have a full-time business. You and your husband run a skating rink in North Carolina. So you're around a lot of children. Do you find that opportunity, being around all those children, to allow them to see your books or read poems, or has that been any help at all with the children coming to your skating rink?
It helps. Some of the ones that come there, like talk about Adam Perry's heartbeats, some of the children that come in are handicapped. So I can show them the book and say, you know, this is a camp you can go to in the summertime. There's a lot of kids that don't even know about it. A lot of parents know about it, but they're afraid to let their children go because it's a camp where they stay overnight without their parents. And, you know, to a parent that has a sick child, that's kind of scary. So my reason for doing the book was I had been in nursing, and I seen the fear that all these parents have that have handicapped children or seriously ill children, and kind of did it so they would understand. When those children get to camp, they've got a counselor with them 24 hours a day. That counselor doesn't leave them. Now, when they go to sleep at night, there's a cabin that they all sleep in. Eight children sleep on one side of the room. There's a partition in the middle, and then on the other side are the counselors. So there's eight beds for the campers, eight beds for the counselors. And if they need that counselor during the night, that counselor can hear them or whatever and go over to them. They're not alone. When they go to bowling, or they go get in the pool, or they go to arts and crafts, that counselor goes with them. the whole day. They have to go to the doctor and see the doctor for a visit or something. The doctors and nurses are right there at the camp. All they have, the counselor has to do is take them over to the doctor, let them see them, and then them go back to the camp. A lot of these children never have a chance to go to a camp like that, never have a chance to do some of these activities. Like there's a barn with horses in it. They actually get to ride a horse, or they can get on the zip line and go down the zip line. They can climb the tower there, that, you know, and they've got harnesses on the children to keep, make sure they don't fall or whatever. It's just a place where these children can go and spend time at camp, and the parents can know and be safe, know that their children are safe there. They're taken care of the whole time they're there.
And where can people find that information to find out about the camp?
It's in the book.
Okay.
In the back of the book, there's information. But you can also go to, hang on, got it right here in the back of the book. I'm pretty sure the website and address is there. I'm going to try to put it in all of them. www.victoryjunction.org.
It's Victory
Junction, J-U-N-C-T-I-O-N .org.
Yeah, because I want to make sure we get that up on the social media feed so people can see what's out there. People don't know what they don't know.
Well, that's the thing about it is I have my brother's stepdaughter went down year before last. She had never been. And she has spina bifida. But she went year before last, had a ball. Just loved it. Coming to find out, this past year, her siblings got to go a week. If they're old enough, I think you have to be 6 or 7 to go. But her siblings got to go a different week than she went. So they just got a ball. It's just something that they can go do and they don't have to pay for. This camp is supported by race car drivers, race car tracks all over the country. It's, I mean, when you go to a cabin and you sleep in it, it might be named New Hampshire. It may be named Talladega. You know, all the different race car tracks around the nation support these cabins.
Oh, very good. That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, it is cool, and, you know, you don't think about that, but when you go to the cabins and you see them, I mean, the race car drivers like Tony Stewart, he's the one that dedicated the playhouse, the wooden playhouse that's in the book. He dedicated it and had it built, and Home Depot built it. Michael Waltrip, he dedicated the gym that you see in the book. The Sports Center, it says Sports Center on there. That's the gym where it's got all the play equipment in it. And he doesn't it. So a lot of the race car drivers support the camp so that it can keep going. Bass Pro Shop, they support the marina. What I like about it is that indoor baseball field. I mean, how many times do you see an indoor baseball field like that? It's just unbelievable that you got all that inside when they can play baseball inside. Hang on. Get back to that marina. It says Cat's Kiss and Release Marina. The Bass Pro Shop, they did it. So there's a lot of different sponsors. There's a church in there. In the book, it shows a big heart. It's got a boy swinging on a tire and the checker flag. You see it? It's like one of the first pages in the book. Let me figure it out. Page. Oh, no. I should have looked straight at the top. Page 8 and 10 in the book. It's like a rock building or brick building.
Mm-hmm.
The tire swing and the heart. That heart lights up it goes on and off. Adam had, I mean, he had such a passion for children. And you just see it all over the camp, you know, all the different colors. And he wanted it to be about them. And I can't believe, you know, that he had such a passion for children like that to start something like that here.
That's awesome. We're up against the clock, Sandra, and I just want to make sure that we got all this information out there, and it's on social media, it's on all of our sites on social media, so people can view how they can connect with you. If someone wanted to contact you today, what's the best way to do that?
S. Lee Hartzell, HARTSELL, at gmail.com.
Okay, very good. So it's S. Lee Hartzell at gmail.com.
And that Lee Sandra, is spelled L-E-E, not L-E-I-G-H. I'm sorry, I should have said that. S. Lee,
yeah,
L-E-E.
No. Okay, very good. And we're going to have you back on the show to learn more about what you're doing in these camps as well. There's so much stuff there that you're doing that's awesome, and I'm just so thankful to have you on the show today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. Just make sure that you take the chance to go to Tough Talk Radio Facebook page and look at all the information out there that you can find out more about how you can get in touch with Sandra Lee Hartzell. And you can go to S-L-E-E Hartzell, H-A-R, T-S-E-L-L at gmail.com and connect with Sandra and learn more about her books as well. So we'll be right back after this here short commercial break.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
All right. Welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio, and my name is Tony Gambone. Great show today. Some great information Sandra Lee Hartzell is doing in North Carolina. She's an author of many books, and she also has a camp called the Lazy Five Ranch in Mooresville, North Carolina. And you can find out more about the Victory Junction camp that she does in Asheboro, North Carolina, by going to, it's victoryjunction.org. Some great stuff she's doing with kids. There's also, I want to make mention of Kelly Litvak Tools, number4lifebooks.org. Okay, it's what she's doing in the Houston area with the Juvenile Detention Center for Boys. A great opportunity to learn more about some of the things that people are doing. Here at Tough Talk, we're always out there trying to announce out loud what people are doing to help others. So if you're interested in being a part of that, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and find the list of shows that are there. Follow them. Be a guest on them. Just follow the information there. If you're someone out there that's trying to get your message heard out loud, okay, and help support what other people are doing in the world as well, maybe you're interested in hosting your own radio show. Love to talk to you about that. You can go to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com and send us an email. Let us know what you like. Or you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on the tab that says become a host. All the information is there. We love talking with people. We love helping people. So here we help you do everything that you need to do without spending all the time to do it. Contact us. You can find me at 832-437-8898 at our office. We look forward to hearing from you. We love your feedback. We appreciate all your emails. We love the fact that God has placed us on a platform to allow us to bring the Christian opportunities to people out there looking to find more about how they can become more Christ-like. Okay, so make sure to get that book I recommended, right? It's by Larry Smith. It's called Christ, Our Life. Okay, you can learn more about the book. Just go to Amazon. Purchase it. It's very cool. I'm learning so much from it, and I'm so grateful that I was able to get the book. Also, remember that the message today was, I can do everything through him that gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. And if you're a man out there looking for some direction, Uncommon Life, Daily Challenges by Tony Dungy is a great book. It's a short message every day to start your day off. And the challenge of the week is for you to spend a little bit more time with your Bible. The challenge is to get up early and try it out. See what you can see by doing it. Let us know. Write it down. Hey, why don't you write it down on a piece of paper every day for 30 days and see if there is any changes in your life. Call us. Let us know. Call in on a show. Tell others. We are trying to get that message out. So be that person that empowers others by starting to practice yourself first and then sharing. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Thursday from 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's my mission in life to get others to share their message with the world. So if you're out there, you're experiencing a miracle, you're overcoming an adversity, if you have been empowered to do more than you ever imagined, share it with others. Tell the person next to you. Spend time finding out more about who you're sitting next to. Learn more about the Bible. Learn more about how you were created to be more than you are right now. Remember to dream big. That's the ticket. The bigger you dream, the more you'll experience. There's a man named John Eldridge that said you cannot without dream God. Okay? You cannot out dream God. That's his verse, John Eldridge. So dream big. Bring it every day. Carry your Bible around with you. Know where it is and recognize it when you open up different parts of it, what you've read, what you learned. That's our show for today. I hope that you will tune in every week to the Tough Talk Radio Network and also to Tough Talk Christian Radio. We pray that you have a great and blessed week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.